You're listening to 90.3 KEXP online all over the world at kexp.org. Audio Oasis is the show, the Northwest Music Show, and my name is Charlize, and I'm your host. It's now time for live music by Eric Blood on KEXP.
We are can reach.
Listener powered 90.3 KEXP. You're listening to live music by Eric Blood here on Audio Oasis. You just heard Chase the Color and Ostrich, and he is joined by Irene Barber of 18 Eyes and also one of my favorite vocalists on the Vox Mod albums. It's really great to have you both here. Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having us. This is awesome.
Thank you.
So, besides the sultry voice thing that you guys have going on, which I think is really great, you guys look like glitch art robots, which will come out in the video. So I love the visuals.
I do too.
Your friend Kevin, can you talk a little bit about him?
I'm going to mispronounce your last name because I always forget it. But Kevin Blanquis? Blanquia?
Yeah.
Kevin Blanquia. He's a bad MF. Saw some of his work and chased him down, and he was down to do it. So I'm very grateful.
Well, it looks great in here. The in-studio room looks really cool. And not to add that you guys have totally put together a little show, a little synchronized dancing.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Was that just something that you guys, I mean, well, okay, first of all, let me ask this. My whole interview for this was based on canyons. So I am living in the past and you guys are in the future.
Yeah.
And you have this album that you just finished mixing and recording.
Yeah.
And okay, so is it safe to say that you guys worked on this together? Are you guys collaborating?
It's Eric's music.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I couldn't do it without Irene. She's like an extremely important part of this.
So
that's very sweet, but he's the sole composer here.
So as a guest vocalist or composing?
As far as I'm concerned, she's my band.
Oh, cool. So tell us about the new album.
It's done.
It's done? Does it have a name?
It has a name. I'm going to hold off on telling you.
Okay, fair. Just play all the new songs on the show, but
yeah,
don't tell us.
No,
the name.
I'll play the song because I don't know when it's going to come out. I'm trying to find a home for it, and that can be like a long, annoying process.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm hopeful. I like it. I like the album a lot, and just finished it last week. Like it's at the mastering place now, and I'm super excited about it.
Well, Chase the Color and Ostrich are awesome.
Chase the Clouds. Yeah.
Sorry. Chase the Clouds.
My handwriting is terrible.
That's okay. Awesome. Like, it sounds beautiful. It's really wonderful.
Thank you.
But I can't help but ask some questions about canyons.
Canyons, because, yeah.
Yeah, well, you have it down as Volume 1.
Yeah.
And then you make this album. What a tease, first of all.
I don't know. I just wanted to give people some stuff.
To hold on to.
Yeah, yeah. I hadn't put out anything in a while, and I had that stuff, and I got the contributions from Andrew Prince from Mahogany and from Ishin Tendai, and I just wanted to put it out and give it to people for free.
So. Yeah, well, it came out of nowhere. I felt like you have all these other things that you're working on with these other bands, recording them and mixing them, and I'd like to say that I like to know what's going on in Seattle, but I did not know that you had that coming out.
I'm being sneaky.
Well, it was such a great surprise, and I think that, well, I was tweeting at you, obviously. I was just, like, hanging on it forever. I was making everyone listen to it. It's really, really lush and romantic, and it opens and closes so beautifully, and you have, like, a spoken word element in it, and then you have, like, a guest vocalist for The Ink Ran Through, which is so cool, and I just wanted to ask about it. Like,
Yeah, I mean, the music for it, all of the music in that order was written to accompany a photography show. I just needed to make 45 minutes worth of music for this photography show a few years ago. And it was right after I put out Touchscreens, and I loved it. Like, I was really into it, but I didn't know what to do with it because I thought no one wants to hear 12-minute songs. And, you know, I don't know. I was really self-conscious about it, so I sat on it for a bit. And then when we built the new studio and all the sounds I was getting out of there were so great, I thought, okay, now it's time to finish this and put it out.
Yeah.
And yeah, and you know, I was so lucky to get Andrew from Mahogany to sing on it, and he's so amazing.
His voice is so beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. He's
in
heartbreaking.
That song. Yeah, and one of my favorite words is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a great describing visual word, and he says it so many times.
Yeah.
Makes me cry.
Oh, don't cry.
Well, no. Well, in a good way. It's a good cry. Well, beautiful. Everything sounds really great. I think we should hear more.
Okay.
Eric Blood on KEXP. You've been listening to live music by Eric Blood here on Audio Oasis on KEXP. You just heard Quiet and Covered in Color, both from a new album that we will find out the name of later in the year.
Yes.
These songs are so cool, and you guys sound really great together.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you're so dreamy. It's really, really cool. So thank you for playing these new songs on
us. Thank you for letting us.
Yeah, just perfect timing, huh? Asking you in. I'm so happy about this new album. And you also just did, you just made music for another film. This is your second one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's called Birds of Neptune, and it premiered at Slam Dance Film Festival in Utah.
Yeah, it did.
Were you able to make it out?
I was not, unfortunately, but it went over pretty well.
Cool. What's it like to create music for film?
It's amazing. It's really cool to... It's an interesting kind of collaboration because it's very different from like making music with other people that make music. It's kind of translating a visual image to a musical one. Yeah, I love it. I want to do it all the time.
Yeah. So does it feel different than making your own music or when you're producing someone else? Or
it feels a little bit different. But you know, it's still me. So it, you know, it almost feels like I have a little bit more freedom I can do whatever I want anyway, but with the soundtracks, it's like, I can kind of experiment a little bit more, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Do you know what the film's about?
Yeah, it's about two sisters living in Portland and this guy that appears in their life and wreaks havoc. It's really good. It's awesome. A beautiful film.
And it's everywhere? We can see it?
Not yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if it starts making the rounds.
And the soundtrack element to it?
Me and Kevin from Talk Demonic, who did the score for the film, we're right now talking about releasing a soundtrack of the music from the movie.
Cool that
so
you're
hopefully
working.
Like within the next year, but like maybe within months we'll have a soundtrack.
Cool. It's cool that you're working with Kevin. I haven't heard Talk Demonic's name in quite a long time.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, cool. Well, thank you so much for coming to the show.
Yeah,
and
you
have a couple of shows coming up.
I do, yeah.
Saturday, February 21st at Barboza. Will we be seeing what I'm seeing now and
yep.
what listeners will get to see on YouTube later?
Yep, it'll be this with some more songs and some more dancing.
Awesome. And then you're going to head out to L.A.
Yeah.
and play with The Satisfaction. You're going to
yep.
open up for them on the 28th at Jules Ketch.
Jules Ketch 1, yeah.
Cool. Thank you so much, you guys, for coming. This was
Thank you,
really awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you just heard live music by Eric Blood here on Audio Oasis, KEXP, Seattle.